flat fee for DUI cases. My name is Gordon Thompson, and today is July 4th, 2016. The topic for today's podcast is flat fees for DUI cases. In Arizona, there are basically three types of retainer agreements that lawyers can use for fee agreements. The first of which is a contingent fee agreement, under the terms of which the lawyer's fee is contingent upon the outcome of the case. This is most commonly used in connection with personal injury cases and is unethical to be used in a criminal case, and so therefore cannot be used for a DUI case. The second type of fee agreement is an hourly fee agreement, under which the client agrees to pay the attorney so much per hour of the attorney's time, as well as the attorney's support staff time and costs as the case goes along. Quite commonly, as a part of that, there is a retainer paid up front, and then the attorney pays him or herself as the work is done. These days, for DUI cases, hourly fee agreements are very rare, and so I will spend the rest of this podcast talking about what is the most common type of fee agreement, namely a flat, non-refundable, earned-upon-receipt fee agreement. A flat, non-refundable, earned-upon-receipt fee agreement is exactly that. It is a flat fee, meaning it is for the entire representation within the case. Unlike hourly, it's not dependent upon how many hours the lawyer puts into it. And so, for example, if the lawyer has to spend far more time than he or she thought they were going to have to spend on the case, well, they're out of luck, because the fee is for the total case, regardless of how long it takes to do it. It is non-refundable, although there's limitations on this, which I'll talk about in a couple of minutes. Non-refundable because if the case is concluded more quickly than the client had thought, that does not mean the client gets a refund. They may be entitled to a refund, but basically the agreement is a non-refundable one, and so the amount of time the lawyer puts into it by itself doesn't mean the client is entitled to a refund. It is earned upon receipt, which means that as soon as the client pays it, it's the attorney's money, and it's no longer the client's money. Where this is different in a hourly agreement, where the client pays a retainer agreement up front, the money remains the client's money and has to be in the attorney's trust account until the attorney has actually done work to earn it. On a flat, non-refundable, earned-upon-receipt fee agreement, the money is the attorney's as soon as he or she receives it and goes into their trust account. Now, there's basically two ways attorneys do DUI cases with flat fee agreements. The first of which is a flat fee agreement for the whole case, meaning it starts at the beginning of the case or when the attorney starts representing on the case, and then is concluded when either the case is dismissed in the trial court or, if it's guilty, there is sentencing. So that's one way of doing it, namely for the entire case. A second way to do it, in a way that many lawyers do it, is they do it as in parts, in effect. They would say, okay, I will start the case, I will do it up to the point where you would have to decide whether to plead guilty or set the matter for trial, and if you want to set the matter for trial, that will be an additional fee to set the matter for trial and to do a trial. So that's the second way of doing it in parts. Many lawyers do that. I do not do that because I do not think it's in a client's best interest to do that. There's many times when we have to set cases to trial, even though we may not be doing a trial, but it's in the client's interest to set the matter for trial, or many times it's in the client's best interest to do a trial. And money considerations, my thought, should not be the deciding factor, so I don't do that. Now, with any type of fee agreement, usually the costs are something the client is responsible for. For the most part, in the context of a DUI case, costs would be for such things as fees for an expert witness to review records of testing, blood testing, retest blood test samples, or to testify in trial. Now, a couple things about all fee agreements the Supreme Court says applies. First of all, an agreement must be in writing and the client must be given a copy of it. Doesn't mean the client has to have signed it, but the client has to have received the fee agreement in writing, either at the time of the entry into the agreement, when the first starts, or shortly thereafter, but there's got to be an agreement. The second thing is the agreement has to spell out what is the scope, what is covered in the agreement. For example, does the client have two cases, one in Glendale, one in Surprise, and does the fee agreement meant to cover both the cases or just one of the cases? Or, as is more common, let's say for a DUI case, there is both a criminal case and a motor vehicle proceeding arising from the same incident. Does the fee agreement cover both the criminal case as well as the motor vehicle proceedings? Again, the fee agreement has to state in writing what is the scope of the agreement, what is included. A third thing that has to be included in a flat, non-refundable or earned upon receipt fee agreement, which we, again, we think of as flat agreements, is there has to be a notice to the client in writing that they may at any time cancel the agreement, and if they do that, cancel it subject to court rules, but if they do that, they may be entitled to a refund. That has to be told to the client at the time they enter into the agreement. It has to be done in writing. If it's not in there, it's unethical, and it has to be in there so clients know that. The reason for that is, let's say a client comes in and pays me $3,000 on a Monday to do a case, and a couple of days later they think, no, I've had second thoughts, I don't want to do that. I should not be able to keep that $3,000 under those circumstances for a quick cancellation like that. And a client may not realize that and may think, well, I'm stuck with this lawyer, even though I don't want to stay with this lawyer, but because I paid him, I'm stuck with him. That's why the Supreme Court says that has to be told to the client in writing at the time of the entry into the fee agreement. Now, many fee agreements, including mine, has a provision that if there is a dispute about the fee, whether it's a reasonable fee or whether a client's entitled to a refund, it's subject to arbitration with the state bar. It's very easy for a client to do that. They can file a petition with the state bar saying, I want to have the fee arbitrated because I think the lawyer got too much money here. It's very easy to do. Now, all fee agreements, whether they are flat fees or they are hourly fee agreements or contingent fee agreements, are subject to a test of reasonableness. And the Supreme Court has set forth factors to be considered in deciding whether a particular fee is reasonable for the case once the case is over with. What a lawyer's obligation is to review the money actually paid by the client to make sure that it meets this reasonable test. Factors the Supreme Court says should be considered is the time, the attorney, and the resources, support staff, things like that was put into the case. What is the outcome of the case? What is the difficulty of the case? And several other factors. So that, for example, even though an agreement is a flat, non-refundable, earned upon receipt fee agreement, it is still subject to the reasonableness test at the end of the case. And so if a client says, I don't think that the fee was reasonable that I paid, then they can always do an arbitration proceeding before the state bar. So these basically are the different fee agreements and the one that's most common in a DUI case, namely the flat fee agreement. There's a copy of my standard fee agreement on my website, and if you look at the transcript of this podcast, you will see a copy of the fee agreement. If you have any questions about flat fees, please call me. Thank you.